My brothers and sisters, on this first Sunday of the Lent, one of the famous saints, Maximilian Kolbe, says like this: "What use are victories on the battlefields if we are defeated in our inmost personal selves?" So today, in this Gospel, we heard that temptations are numerous to everyone in the life, including Jesus Christ. Before we go further, I want to share with you a small story. In a high school, four boys are so naughty. One fine morning, they don't want to go to the school. So they had a plan to skip the school. And in the afternoon, they came to the school after the lunch. And the teacher asked him, "What happened?" They said, "Our car tire got flat." "Well," with a smiling, she said, "in the morning we had the quiz. So please be seated for the quiz. Take your pencil and paper." And the first question was, "Which tire was flat?" Sometimes as students and as everybody, until our last breath, everyone wants to have the fun and the smiles on their life. So today, the first question would be, why did Jesus was being tempted, being the Son of God? He could have said, "Get away, devil, from me." But why did Jesus was being led into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights? The answer from the book of Hebrews, we hear that Christ was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. My brothers and sisters, this answer is very clear to all of us, because Jesus is being the Son of God. He is our role model. Unlike everyone on earth, he had the emotions, the joy, the suffering, the humbleness, and also finally the temptation. So God the Father wanted to make the life of Jesus as a role model to every human being on earth. That is why even in his passion and death, Jesus said, "Lord, it is up to you, not my will be done, it will be your will be done." So in the first reading we heard that people were in Egypt and they were led from Egypt to Israel in the desert for 40 years. In these 40 years, God did not abandon them any time. When they were fed, when they were hungry, when they were fed, they were so satisfied. Then the temptations have grown up within themselves. The temptation of the temptation and looking for the luxurious life in the desert, and they forgot how God is feeding them every day with manna. So today, each and every one of us are having our own life situations where we have desert experiences. Especially Moses. He was led in the desert for 40 years and God took care of him for 40 years. When David, he became a king, he was hiding in a desert from the Saul, but at the final day, he was appointed as a king. Even Jesus himself, when the Holy Spirit said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," immediately after that statement, he was led by the temptation. So my brothers and sisters, God leads every believer into the desert at one time or the another. And what kind of circumstances can be our deserts? A prolonged sickness can be a desert. Moving to a new place or joining a new church where you don't know anyone can become. Being stuck in a miserable or boring job instead of the fulfilling career you had hoped for can become a desert. A rebellious child or an unbelieving spouse can be a desert. When we are in the desert, it can feel like God is not doing anything or He is aside of us. But God is always at work. He uses desert experiences in many ways, as we see in the first reading today. Then what do we learn from these temptations, struggles, the sufferings in our life? The first thing we learn is to humble ourselves. If we don't have any desert experiences in our life, then the life would be a smooth sailing and we would not be come to our consciousness. That is why in every desert experience, we become humble persons. And from that humble situations, then our heart reveals who we are. Sometimes we will be very strong. Then when a desert experience comes, then all our real life comes about. We question, lose the faith, and don't come to church. And all the lights will be off in the houses. They don't want to come out of the house. Then the real nature comes about in the suffering. That is why God tells us that, even in your suffering, I want to show you the light as I showed the light in the life of Jesus Christ. So today, my brothers and sisters, in the gospel, Jesus quoted all the scripture. He did not give a philosophical answers or he did not give a theological answers, but he quoted from the Jewish Torah. So, in all our problem situations, how many of us are depending on the scripture? Ignorance of scripture is the ignorance of God. So today, my brothers and sisters, in the season of Lent, let us take the Bibles again back into our hands. Let us read again the salvation history, how God led His own people from the desert to the promised land, and how He raised His only Son from the death to the resurrection. So let the scripture guide us. Let the scripture be our answers in all our problems. Deserts also teach us to fear and obey God. My brothers and sisters, when we lose the faith in our own selves, then we see the nature of God. All of you here right now, you might have had numerous desert experiences in the past. Now when you look back to all these questions, now you think the helping of God in the situations. On the day the problem was so big to our eyes, but today the same problem would be very smaller and smaller, but it because you handled well and you took the grace of God, and so many people accompanied to come out of that desert experience. So do not be despair. Trust in God. He is doing great things in you. As we participate in this Mass, let the temptation lead us. Let the temptation not become the part of our leading goal. Let the Spirit of God, let the Eucharist, and let all the scripture, the word of the Lord, be our healing power as we continue to participate in this Mass on this first week of the Sunday.